Welcome back! Previously on the Heroes of Helios.
Our heroes reunited after a night of blacked out stupidity and reconvened at the Maiden's Mustache. This time, will they find symbolism, employment, more deep-seated daddy issues, an opportunity for Sonny to make another cameo? Find out now as the Articulate Knoll presents Heroes of Helios.
What would you like to do, and where would you like to go?
What time is it?
It's morning. It's roughly...
I wouldn't mind getting a little of this.
It's 9:28 a.m. Good morning, Caldora! This is KRB, brought to you by Littlehorn Manor, Caldora Radio Broadcast.
I wouldn't mind going to the room, taking a bath, and figuring out our next step.
Well, I'm assumed that my mother had me washed.
You were washed.
I was surprisingly washed.
You're a squeaky clean boy.
Jesus, that was very Kentucky.
I'm pretty sure my mama had me washed.
Y'all two were nasty.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Bocephilus, yeah. Shin, if you guys would like to get clean, get the Avenger off of you, Vethos and I will order breakfast, and we will meet you back down here shortly.
Hey, Shin.
Yeah.
I want to take a bath and use you as a rubber duck.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go ahead and throw some root on this hangover.
Pass it around.
Yeah.
We're heading upstairs to our room to get cleansed.
Alrighty. Yeah, your rooms are available. You guys are getting clean. You guys got food.
Yeah.
You guys are done getting clean. You guys got your food. Y'all come down. You got a nice all Caldorian breakfast. Forgot exactly what was on it. I think it's 2 bits of chicken.
What?
Some biscuits. Some sausage. Some bacon. Something like that. Sounds or like eggs. It. Eggs, not sausage. And it had bacon.
Yeah, they call that one the whole barnyard.
No, it was the all Caldorian special.
Yeah. Ooh.
You beans? Guys got some of those.
Cool.
So,
Are we all sitting together?
Good time to talk about that.
Yeah, you guys are all sitting down together.
Okay. So what's going on?
All squeaky clean.
So as my mother apprehended me last night.
Okay.
And she doesn't want me to go again.
Okay.
And I don't know how much I told you guys or how much you remember. So we're going to leave that be. But I could use a huge favor.
All right.
Okay.
She wants to meet you all before she will agree to allow me to leave the city again.
So we have to go convince your mama that you can come out.
We play. Just have to have dinner with her, and you have to be polite.
Let me tell you this. Because you're her son, you will fail any deception check against her. They will not, but if they do fail a deception check, that will severely hurt your chances. So they can try to deceive her and get her to, you know, if they're trying to get her to do whatever. But if they fail at it, it's gonna hurt your. You're gonna wind up getting like disadvantage on the roll.
So what have you told your mom so far?
I tried to lie to her and tell her that I was the personal assistant of Shin Magulin.
You don't lie to your mama, dude.
Yeah, mama knows best.
Yeah, it was a poorly executed lie.
Yeah.
I told her that I finally made friends and
he's
shut
still lying
up.
To
shut
her.
Up. Don't please don't. Please don't. It's been a long morning. I told her that you were mentoring me and that I had made friends with Vethos and I was helping him on his journey and that Shin is also a part of my life. I do not want to stay in this city.
Did you tell her about Roger Bush?
I have never told my mother about Roger Bush. And
yeah, don't do
I,
that.
Because I,
no, your mother knows because they're the ones who hired Roger Bush to do the lovemaking.
Yes, but I didn't make love to Roger Bush on payment. We did that later.
No. If you remember.
Oh, I do
and
remember.
I have the DM notes.
Okay, go ahead and get the DM notes. Find the text message that I sent you that said that he played the music the first time I made love.
Oh, okay.
And then he came back later because
we
had a connection.
We did talk about it later.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I have it written down that you said that you hired him for the lovemaking when you became a man.
And then Bob sent me a text asking me if we were talking about
that. I remember now. Yes. My bad.
So, Roger Bush was present for the initial lovemaking and then came back later.
The music.
Honestly, man, if I know Roger, you and your mom are Eskimo siblings.
But anyways, back to the show.
So if you guys could just, I would appreciate it.
We'll
convince Mama to let you come play.
Yeah, you said there's food, right?
And do I have to come, or can we just dress Sunny up in my stuff and I'll stay back?
No, you should probably come. She is not a fan.
So we got to be nice to Mom, right?
Yes.
Maybe you
should 100% bring Sonny.
maybe we should sit me and Shin at opposite ends of the table. Because apparently when we get together, bad shit happens.
Can always she doesn't bring like Shin for some reason. So
we can bring a bottle. I know why. Dragon whiskey.
No. Let's not do that. Let's make this as painless as possible, and so we can move on. And we need to decide where we're moving on to.
Well, we're still waiting on the wagon, right?
Yes, but this gives us ample time to figure out what we're doing.
Does Mom have beer?
I'm sure that there is wine and spirits.
Yay, alcohol.
So, do you guys want to go fuck around in the city all day, do all the things you ever wanted? I know you wanted to go to the armory. Yeah.
As do I.
Okay, so you both want to go to the Kaldorian armory?
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes?
How much did it cost to bail us out?
It cost
40 gold.
40 gold. Okay. 20 each.
Well, I'm going to pay you back for that.
You guys want to head out? You've had your meals, had your talks. You want to head out, go to the Kaldorian Armory? Bobo and Shen, you guys are going to the armory as well, or you guys have other things you want to do?
Hey, Bobo, did you want to go over to Axes of Doom?
Sure. All right. Yeah, that sounds fun. I like axes.
All righty.
So we'll meet you gentlemen back here.
Also, there's something that's not on the map that I made and I forgot to put on there. It is in the, I want to say, lower right corner of the map. I didn't put it in there. It doesn't matter. But it's Patch's Funhouse. Essentially, it's Dave and Buster of the world.
Ooh.
There's just a bunch of mini games. You can win some prizes.
So let's meet up there, Arthur?
Meta-wise, there's a little... they're kind of like gag magic items that I've made.
Cool.
Some of them do some fun stuff, but you gotta do games, win prizes.
Bob, you want breakfast here?
No, thanks.
Dude, I literally just got out of jail.
Anyways, right, so you guys are going to Kaldorian Armor Works. You guys are going to where?
Axes of Doom.
Axes of Doom. All right. Roll initiative.
Fight the crowds. It's Black Friday.
But anyways, did you guys roll initiative?
I got a 10.
Thank you.
20.
No, we were actually rolling.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No.
12.
All right.
14.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by
Rage, Crossbow, Endless Void, Coupons, Ferocity, Arrows, the indescribable horrors that lurk in the darkest fathoms of madness. Reward points. Bo'rath and Beyond.
Shin Magooly here for Bo'rath and Beyond. If it tears at your mind, it's on our shelves.
Roses for romance, steel for slaughter. Bata's Blade Forge at Floral Boutique is your one-stop shop for murder and remorse. Is someone making eyes at your man and you want to remove the still-beating heart from their chest? Is someone overstepping lines at your lady and you feel the best way to address the situation is to surgically remove their extremities? Are you committed to a duel with your sworn enemy and you want to schedule a nice wreath to be delivered to his family in condolence? Regardless of the situation, Bala's got you covered. We're the only forging out there that offers true orcish steel and magnolias. We have the finest swords and the most beautiful bouquet arrangements in Kaldor. Iron for irritations, lilies for loss. Bata's Blade Forge and Floral Boutique.
Now back to the show.
Bobo, you and Shen go to the Axes of Doom first. I was just rolling to see which group did their shit first. They beat you with a 15. You guys got a 13. So, you guys are, you walk into Axes of Doom. You can see that there are several stumps set up sideways with bullseyes on them. You can see several different axes lined up on the walls. You can see that's kind of like a testing area for the hatchets and the throwing axes and the hand axes. As you move further along, you can see different sections set up with different dummies and different wooden figures and different types of axes. You've got the battle axes, the great axes, halberds, anything that, you know, can be considered an axe. You can see several people walking around checking out axes. You can also see several people in the black and purple uniforms for the store.
All right. Shen?
Yeah, I want a pocket axe.
Pocket axe, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those folder axes. You know, fold the handle down over the blade.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad to have.
Yeah, Let's see if we can find this. It's a pocket axe for you. I mean, for me, it's a hatchet, I guess.
Right. It's a full axe.
Yeah.
It's a two-handed great axe.
Hey, guys. Can I help you?
You got any pocket axes?
Yeah. We got all kinds of axes.
Hey, your cup's full. Your drool cup's full. There. You might want to might want to pour that out.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyways, pocket axes, that's going to be over by the hand axes area in the front. I'll take ya.
Okay.
Oh, good. So we get
just
to listen to you.
Follow me.
We get to listen to you talk the whole time.
Yeah, just follow me.
Awesome. That's what I wanted.
My name's Steven, just so you know.
Hey, do you know a guy named Sonny?
Yeah, don't think so.
Okay.
All right. You're making my fucking head hurt.
I'm sorry about that, but we'll get over the action real soon. Okay. So, are you looking for just basic pocket axe? You want a magic one? What you want?
Well, yeah, let's take a look at the magic ones.
Okay. So I've got a standard plus one, axe.
What?
I got a vicious axe. I got,
Do you clearly don't have any that increase charisma or fluency?
No.
Okay. All right, well, yeah.
My axes are for hurting.
Okay.
For hurting?
For hurting.
Who hurt you?
I have pretty good life. Got a wife, 3 children.
Do any of them talk like you?
No, I'm the only one.
You are a unique one.
Thanks.
You're a unicorn.
Oh, I don't even know what I am. Yeah, I'm a kobold.
Flap your wings and fly, you beautiful bitch.
Thank you. I spread my wings every time I step out in the morning. It's gonna be a good day. Grab my coffee and just go work.
I imagine he says, no, nobody ever hurt me, and he's got a fucking axe hanging out of his head.
As he turns around to grab another set of axes, you see that there's an axe sticking out the back of his head. With a little sign on that says, do not remove.
Hey, what was your name again?
Steven.
Steven. You have an axe in the back of your head, buddy.
Yeah, that's it's a funny story.
I bet it's
did not.
Not
happen here at work. That's actually been there since birth.
So I guess that's how you got the job, huh?
No, I got it from my knowledge.
Yeah, because you have an axe in your fucking head. You probably know more than everybody.
It does help.
Yeah, I bet. Oh wow!
Sometimes I get radio stations.
Well, he's the only person I know that can hold an axe with no hands.
No, shit.
I get free XM.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Steven. Shane, get your fucking axes, man. I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take the double sided folder right there.
Double sided folder.
That's the one.
Okay.
So basically, it's like it's a butterfly axe.
Yes, yeah.
Love it. I love it. I got 3 different colors. I got the red, blue, and the orange.
orange. I lose things.
All right. All right. Safety orange it is. I'll take you right to the counter.
All right.
It'll be 10 gold.
I can give you 8.
Deal.
Because I don't want to do this voice anymore.
I like this voice. It's fun. Man.
That voice is making my eyes cross. And watching his twitchy fucking face the whole time. Jesus, just...
It sounds bright. I can hear your voice.
you gotta go.
I swear.
You gotta go to your real job this afternoon and use that voice.
It's like your salivary glands are at war with each other.
Anything else? I got you with.
What?
Anything else?
Okay, buddy.
You help? More ashes.
Hey, Bobo. Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Well, real quick, if you'd like to sign up for a rewards program, and you can get your first and last name and a Raven contact.
I'm already a member of the program.
Are you? Okay. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Shin. Yeah. Shin. That axe in his head. Would you consider that a hat?
I wouldn't not consider it a hat.
It's technically on the back of his head and not the top, but...
Yeah, it's more of just an accessory than a hat.
Yeah, it's more of a Malinarian waterfall.
Do you want to take his axe?
You know, Bobo, I'm pretty sure if we pull that axe out, he's just going to fall down dead.
Yeah, he seems like a happy enough guy.
Yeah, I hate to break this winning streak.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not every day you see a guy with a hair lip, a speech impediment, and an axe out the back, and he's doing all right.
And he's a fucking optimist.
Yeah, I honestly, a little jealous. Yeah, yeah, let's take the fucking axe.
Are you going to take the axe?
I am, yeah. Why is his life? He's like, right, I'm not.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me a dexterity check.
Yeah, well, here we go again. The Shin and Bobo Show on the road.
On the road again.
I just Six. Can't wait to say axes for Six.
As he sees your hands start to reach towards him, he's like,
sir, please, stay back behind the counter. I don't know if you're dealing with it. You feel weird?
I just trying to help you. There's something on your head right there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my axe, yeah, like I said, it's been there since birth.
Does it hurt?
No, yeah, no.
Do you sleep on your side?
Yeah, it kind of like stops me from rolling over, actually.
Does it bother you that you can never be the small spoon?
I never really thought about that, but not really, no.
How ugly are your fucking kids?
Oh, my kids are beautiful.
Awesome, actually really be beautiful, huh? Too.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'm a kobold, so like compared to you people, I probably don't look very good, but like in my community... Like, I'm like maybe a 5, 6, but my wife's like an 8, 9. Like,
wow, 100. Really?
I don't know how.
Because a Kaldor and an 8, Amon's Rest 20.
I'm lucky every day. Yeah. I pray to the dragon gods every day for her.
Do any of your kids have axes in their heads?
No, I'm the only one that I know of that was, they say I was born with it.
I gotta know. How's your mom doing?
Mom's great.
Jesus.
Oh, wait, you were born with an axe in your head and you didn't
destroy... That's what they said. I assume they mean is I was born and then someone hit me with an axe.
Was it your dad?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't they just say that then?
Well, I don't know. It kind of... Like, it molded with my head and then it fused in there.
Okay, Bobo, I'm done. I'm done. We're getting out of here. Let's go.
We'll talk to you later, Joe Dirt.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Hey, thanks for the help, buddy. You're great.
I found... Oh, make sure you give us a review.
Like my mama always said, life's an axe. Wait, no, wait, how's that go? Wait, life's a garden, dig it. So life's an armory, axe it.
Life's an armory, axe it, boys. Have a wonderful day.
All right, so out of game, we are going to do a one-shot in which we pick up Steve from Axe of Doom. Steve the Cobalt. We need your knowledge, Steve.
Okay. Okay, guys. I knew the thing would come.
Well, he's got he was born with an axe in his head. He's clearly the chosen one.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Did a wizard sell you a pitiful potion?
Gorgon and Gorgon.
Did the livery sell you a wonky donkey?
Gorgon and Gorgon.
Do you suffer an enemy that can only be killed by an avalanche of court filings?
Gorgon and Gorgon. Gorgon and Gorgon. Disintegration for the people.
Are you a strong, able-bodied citizen looking to make a difference in your community? Do you wake up every morning with the fervor and gusto to make a difference in the world, but you're either too poor or too stupid to do something worthwhile? Then maybe you should consider applying to the City Watch Academy. With a couple of easy tests, we can tell if you've got what it takes to join our ranks.
What is your name, Cadet?
Benjamin.
Can you spell it?
Yes.
Test one complete.
What's this?
A sword.
Test two complete.
See that guy's face?
Yes, sir.
Does it look suspicious?
I'm not sure. I feel like we shouldn't judge people based solely on their appearance.
Incorrect! Let's try this again.
After taking part in our grueling 15-minute training program, you too can be one of the outstanding members of the Caldora City Watch. Be the eyes that your city depends on.
Organized crime donations now accepted.
Now back to the show.
Anyways, over to Caldorian Armor Works.
Meanwhile, back in Caldorian Armor Works.
Welcome to Caldorian Armor Works.
Oh, hello, friend.
How's it going? What can I help for you today?
Oh, my halfling best friend would like to purchase some new armor.
Yes. Anything in a halfling size around here?
We have many different size armors. What type are you looking for?
What's your timeout? What's your AC? What are you wearing already?
He is wearing scale mail.
Yeah, it's just scale mail.
Best thing. I think the only thing better than scale mail he can get is full plate.
Yeah, but you're not tanking. You're just a healer. Unless you're going to start running up to the front line and
He's already wearing scale mail. If he wants to get rid of the disadvantage he has on stealth, he can go to a lighter medium armor that does not give him disadvantage on stealth. It'll make him it'll make his AC drop by a little bit, I want to say. I don't know what his stats are, but it goes based off, I think, max of 2 dexterity.
Like no helmet. He's got an AC of
17.
And he's wearing scale mail. I can't remember what that is, but I think it's a 15 plus 2 dexterity. What's your dexterity at? Plus one? Yeah. Okay, so scale mail must be a 16 plus 1 dexterity then. So if you... But you also have disadvantage on stealth because it's made of clanky material.
Yeah.
You can drop down to, like I said, to light armor. Most clerics wear heavy armor, just so that they're protected themselves. That was the goal.
But it's like you gotta make sure the medic is. You've already
got a disadvantage, right, on stealth.
Yeah,
you can buy full.
Might as well. Yeah.
You can buy full plate mail, but I believe it is.
No, I wouldn't.
So
do full,
if
I
you drop
do
down
armor.
To a light armor, it's not gonna help you really because it says plus your dex mod. There's no max on it. But you can go up to full plate mail, which will give you an 18,
yes.
Or splint mail, which will give you a 17, and you'll add your shield if you're still carrying that, because you have your mace in one hand and your shield in the other.
So I get the full armor.
You get 18 my AC plus 2 would be 20.
How do I change that? I'll just add it?
Well, you haven't gotten it yet. But I
plan to.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best route.
Yeah.
You just need to stay to the back.
Yeah, and I'll be good.
I mean, unless you're planning on running up front.
No, well, I mean, with the full armor, no one really has to, like, kind of really be near me, like, to protect me.
What kind of shield are you using?
Let me see.
All right, so what kind of armor are you looking for?
It just says regular shield. I'm going to do full-plated armor.
Full plate?
For a halfling.
Is there a material you're looking for?
What's the best material you have?
Well, the best material we have depends on what you want. I have mithril. Adamantite.
Ooh, mithril sounds pretty good.
know. Ooh, that sounds bougie.
Mithril, you know, fuck
mithril
all.
Is
You're
pretty
just
nice, but it is very expensive.
How expensive?
Check out this new halfling wagon that I bought, guys. It's driven by goats. No, the guy at the dealership said it was the best one for me.
For the mithril full plate, it'll be 10,000 gold.
$10,000?
Yeah, you wanted mithril, right?
Okay, so what's the lesser grade?
What do you got in the
well,
way?
Well, if
of
you
the
just
want
to get standard iron,
just standard. Let's whisper.
That'll
for
be 1,500 gold.
He's old. Can we do payments?
We do not do payments.
Do you have a competitor that's buy your pay?
I think there's another armory down the block. I think my business is elsewhere.
Feel free. Get out.
Yeah, we're going to go down to Renegreve.
All right, so... you guys pretty much spend about the same amount of time in the shops. You guys start leaving, and you can see each other walking out of each other's stores. You see Vithos just throwing his hands up in the air, walking out.
It's ridiculous.
Well, listen, Vithos, I told you, you're poor.
10,000?
Yes, but...
Who can afford this?
I can.
I was proud of my 500.
I mean, you know, stop being so poor.
Oh, my...
Did you get any armor?
No, I couldn't get anything.
Bob got a pocket axe. Or Shin got a pocket axe.
It's double-headed.
Oh, my...
Oh, we met a guy with an axe in his head. It wasn't
that was,
like
that
a
was the best part.
Really? Yeah. What?
So, ooh. Because it is a butterfly... pocket axe, I will allow you to attempt to what is it called when you
open it,
do like fan a fancy it. Like
it's just fan in the butt.
Yeah, when you okay, so when you
by the way, from now on, whenever I do an intimidation check, I will be.
I was gonna say I will allow you to add a fan before you attack as a bonus action to give yourself advantage when using the pocket axe. As long as you can do that beforehand and make it look cool, you'll roll a percentage die. If you roll high enough, you'll get advantage on your attack.
Okay.
For looking cool.
Are there any mace stores around here? I can maybe upgrade my mace. I got Macy's.
Yes, there is a Macy's. In the lower left-hand corner of the map. Okay. It's not actually there, but there is a Macy's.
In the southern market?
In the southern market, there is a Macy's.
Oh, well, while we're there, I'm going to stop by Sorcerer Legitimate's Curiosities.
Hey, there is a Calcorian Armor Works down there, right? Is that where you went?
No, we went to the one up.
Maybe they got something. maybe you can rent some armor from there.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Can't leave empty-handed.
So you guys are headed down. You guys want to stop all in the Sorcerer's?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, back in the Eastern Market, there's little shops around there. There's a Speedy's set up.
I just want to grab a rat on a stick.
Why, hello. Would you like a rat on a stick?
Oh, Speedy's is delightful. They have the best homemade ranch.
I really just wanted to hear him talk stupid. But no, yeah, give me two of those things. And what's the sauces?
I have homemade ranch.
Okay, Jesus.
The water from the puddle from behind my house.
Let me stop you there. Go with the ranch.
Okay, homemade ranch it is.
Can I get one with the puddle?
One puddle water for you.
Also with a ratty meal, too.
Oh, and a ratty meal for the kid.
I'll take a ratty meal with the boy's toy.
And a ratty meal with a boy's toy. That's two ratty meals and two rats on a stick.
Make that four rats on a stick.
Four rats on a stick.
And I'll pay.
With extra pickle.
Ooh. Give me a minute to do the math.
Briny Cumbers. That's what they call them in Caldora. Briny Cumbers.
Yeah.
Let me count it up for you. That's one, two.
This guy counts like he's got an axe sticking out the back of his head.
No shit. It's 10, man. Four, 10.
10.
Oh,
it's 10.
6.
It's 10.
It's definitely 10.
I've given you the gold.
Eight.
I've given you an extra one to shut up.
He's about to lose count.
Guys, it's Common Core. There's a procedure here.
That will be 10 gold.
Oh, thank you very much. And what was your name?
My name is Speedy.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you very much,
Speedy. Your parents had a sense of humor.
Listen, that guy is atrocious, but this ranch is delicious.
Have a wonderful day.
It's clearly not bottled.
Thanks.
I make it fresh every day.
Hey, you should meet the guy with an axe on his head.
Just building a party.
Hey, Speedy, I'm here for my lunch.
Jesus. Time for me to go.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, my God, it really is an axe.
Yeah, let me get to you, you all.
The Adventures of Steve, Speedy, and Sonny. Sean, you name everyone with an S?
No, I named Sonny. Yeah, right? I didn't name Speedy. You named Sonny. Yeah.
Yeah. I named Steven. I named Speedy. He named Steven. All we need is a Santiago, and we've got a full party.
That means that you have to play Speedy.
Yep.
You have to play Sonny.
I just want my goddamn.
Oh
rat.
My god! I know. They're the escaped patients from Sunny Hills.
Rise of the NPCs.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Long before the time of your gods, I have maintained my vestige high above the insignificant masses writhing in ignorance below my gaze. I am the Zuki Khan, god of the moons, the bather in blood, the husband of tides, the voice of killology, the father of egg rolls. I am the god of Zuki. All hail the moon. And the purveyor of cabbage. Who needs a temple when you have a friar? God of Zuki.
I rode us out here for a romantic picnic, but now I'm all sweaty from rowing.
I wish there was a better way.
Now there is!
Really?
Yes! Come to Mosley Magic Steve's Magifying Megastore!
Megastore!
Mosley Magic Steve's, we make the mundane magical! Sick of rowing? Magic propulsion! Sick of driving? Magic propulsion! Sick of sweeping up after your ungrateful brood? Magic propulsion! We use a super secret method and magic the hell out of it! Mosley Magic Steve's Magifying Megastore! We help you do things you don't want to do!
Mosley Magic Steve's is not magic.
Now back to the show.
Anyways, Sorcerer Legitimates Curiosities?
Yes.
All right.
Sorcerer Legitimates Curiosities.
Is that like Sorcerer Supreme, but not as good?
No. No, it's completely legitimate.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha. I didn't hear the wink the first time.
So you guys enter in. You can see that it's got kind of a mystic atmosphere. There are what look like real clouds. Ooh. Colored purple cover the ceiling. It looks like a night sky as you walk in.
Hello! Wow.
Welcome to Sorcerer Legitimate's Curiosities. How can I help you?
Well, do you have anything extra legitimate?
What is it you're looking for?
You know, something special.
I'm gonna need you to be more precise. I have no idea what you're talking about. We have many things here.
That sounds like entrapment. You know what, guys? You take it from here.
Yes. My friends and I are looking to procure those items that are not on the shelves.
All we sell are the things on the shelves here.
No, the other inventory.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm gonna need you all to leave now, please.
I went to school with Marcus. Come on, wink, wink.
I'm going to need you all to leave now, please. Thank you. I will call security.
You got a manager?
Nope. Leave. All right, call security.
Oh, God. All right, well.
You see her walking back behind the desk as she's getting ready to press the silent alarm.
I believe that we're going to expend all of our resources on bail. We should probably leave.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys leaving?
So to Macy's?
What did they have on the shelves?
Do you want to... You have, like... Give me a perception roll. You've got, like, 5 seconds before she presses the silent alarm.
No, you're going to have to give me more than that, because I got to find the button.
No. I'm just... What I mean is, regardless of your roll, unless it's, like, a nat 20...
Pretty much got 5 seconds.
You're only going to get, like, 5 seconds to, like, look around.
Who's their mercantile rival?
I would say probably...
Ray Spectacular?
Yeah, either Ray Spectacular or mostly Magical Steve.
Yeah, what are we looking for?
I got a 9.
9? As you look around, you can see different vials, and you can see some tomes, you see robes, you see...
I grab a random thing off the shelf, and I purchase it.
She presses the silent alarm.
God damn it.
I'm out.
And what happens is, as you see her like slap underneath the desk, you see a little hatch pop open, and a little goblin pops out, and he's just like...
I think it's our time to go.
Well, I will not be making this purchase.
This is doing wonders for my fucking hangover.
You see several people start walking out from the back, just like, hey, stop.
I was trying to purchase this. What am I holding?
Oh, what did you... roll me... fuck it, you grabbed a... Ropes? You grabbed a hat.
I was trying to purchase this headwear.
Yes, and I already asked you to leave because you're trying to purchase illegal goods in my store.
Whoa, we didn't say illegal.
Now, wait a minute.
You were hinting at it, and I asked you to leave several times, and I told you I would call security if you did not leave.
Okay, fine, we are leaving. I'll leave the hat.
But you're
one of the guards rips the hat out of your hand and starts kind of like corralling you guys towards the door.
Easy,
he's not touching you guys. But he is corralling you guys out.
Yeah, calm down, both, Beefcake.
There's two of them just like, come on.
Hey, this is bull, man. Look, you know, we're in trouble for trying to buy illegal stuff. If they just sold it to us, we wouldn't have been trying to buy illegal stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I lean over to the Shin. This may be a job for Sonny.
Yeah. Get out of here.
You guys are now kicked out of the Sorcerer Legitimate's Curiosities.
I stand outside and say, that was too legitimate for my taste. And then we walk away.
I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck y'all are trying to buy.
I just wanted a window shop.
Oh. All right.
So Macy's.
Well, that chick was an asshole.
Sorry about that, guys.
What were you trying to buy?
I don't know. I wanted to see what were you trying to buy?
I was genuinely curious.
I was just
I wanted to see. I was curious about their curiosities.
You kept hinting at, like, we know you guys have like a secret back room where you have underground things.
Yeah. How did we get kicked out within like 5 seconds?
Because you guys are terrible people.
Hey, not for nothing, guys, but next time you want to try and buy illegal shit, maybe not go to a store called Legitimate.
Oh, that is where we mess up, huh?
I read too much into
that.
I did. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
So we'll say that little section of buildings right next to Sorcerer Legitimate's is where the Macy's is.
Yes.
You walk in. Ding. Everyone has the same fucking doorbell. It's a guy named Henry. He makes them all.
So I was told that you have good maces here.
Well, as you can see, we have a wall full of maces.
What do you got in the back?
Well, we have pretty much the same stock in the back. It's just more maces. We have maces. I got flails. I got morning stars.
Oh.
You know, pretty much any kind of one-handed little bludgeoning tool I got. I even got some hammers.
Talk to me about that Morningstar.
Morningstar?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Something you can swing around and hit more people with.
All right. So basically, a Morningstar is much like your mace, but it's got a smaller head on it, and it's got larger spikes.
Ooh. More damage?
It does more piercing than bludgeoning, but still bludgeoning. It'll fuck someone up. It'll go through armor pretty easily.
Is that one of the best maces that you have here?
Well, personally, I'm a fan of the flail because it has multiple little dangly bits on it, and it gets little kind of whipping action a little bit.
How much would one of those go?
Well, for a flail, let me look up the price. Beep, beep, beep. He types into his magic calculator.
I swear to Zola, if he says 10,000, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that'll be 80,000 gold. I'm kidding. Well, if you just want a standard iron steel mace, it'll be 5 gold pieces.
Okay. And then, upgrades?
Flail.
Are there any upgrades to that instead of steel?
Well, I have other Mithril? Types of material as well. I have fancier ones. I do have more ornate.
What's the fanciest one I can get?
Fanciest one? Well, how much are you looking to spend, sir? You give me a max, and I'll tell you what the fanciest you can buy is.
Guys, I'm not good on haggling. I was going to say 50. 50 gold. I'm whispering, by the way.
Listen. If you shop
like a... Are you guys doing a little side huddle?
Yeah.
Side huddle.
Just give Vethos. Us 1 second.
Vethos, yes. If you shop like a peasant, you will always be a peasant.
Okay.
What do you want? And then ask the man if he has that.
Look, whatever you want, I'll match your price. So if you put in 50, I'll put in 50.
Get something with flames on it.
Thanks, Bobo.
Don't. I just don't want to die. It's really a purchase for me.
This is insurance.
I want the fanciest mace that you have.
You know what? I'm going to throw 20 in there, too, just in case we do run into that 20-foot gnome.
Yeah, so we're up to 120.
So, just period, fanciest mace I have?
Yes.
All right. Let me check real quick. Stock, do we have it?
And now a word from the articulate gnome.
Ah, yes. I believe I'll have the cashew-encrusted pheasant anus served with wilted wild greens and beard butter pan sauce.
Very good, sir.
Good evening, friends. Did you know there were once servants called the Grooms of Stool, and they were in charge of wiping the king's ass, and some were even knighted for their duty? You do now.
All right, so I'll be right back.
Ooh.
He goes into the back, and he comes out, and he says, all right. Puts down on the table a nice little wooden box. Opens it up, and as you can see, it's got a
Marcellus Wallace's soul.
Which design did you decide on? Was it the flail, the mace, the flail. Or the flail? Okay, so as he opens it up, you can see a beautiful matte black flail that has little bits of rubies encrusted around the hilt, and each flail that comes off has there's three of them. And they each have their own tiny little spike ball on the end.
Ooh, well. How much does this be?
And each of the spikes on there are more silver looking against the matte black of the chain and everything else.
Hey, Vitos.
Yeah.
Are you big enough to even swing that fucking thing?
Yeah. I have to be prepared
this,
for this.
This flail is going to be 300 gold.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a deal.
All right. I'll just take you right up to counter. Do you want me to leave it in the box?
No, I want to carry that big boy.
Okay. Well, you can take it out. Just,
Is it one-handed or two-handed?
It's one-handed.
Okay. I'd keep it in the box, man. We don't want to get arrested again.
True. Okay. Yeah. Let's keep that in the box.
Oh, you know what? I was just so excited. Totally forgot about that. Yeah, you definitely want to take it out of here in the box, unless you were going to carry it on yourself.
Can you do any better on that price? Come down a little bit. He did fight a 20-foot gnome.
I mean, this is Vethos Thorngage. He single-handedly warded off a 20-foot gnome.
I'm sure you heard about it.
Protecting our wagon.
Vethos Thorngage, the gnome bane.
Chosen right. Of Zolok.
Some might say savior of the people.
So, first off,
savior of Devastar.
Everyone give me persuasion rolls.
18 for Aldous.
20 for Bobo.
Nat 20, 26.
Nice.
22.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
All right. I can give you the friends. You know what? I'm really not supposed to do this, but I can give you the discount I get.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not a lot, but it will knock off about 50 gold pieces off.
Oh, so delightful.
It'll be 250 gold.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you 50 there, Vethos, so you're not buying it on your own.
Thanks, Bobo.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Make sure you guys minus the gold from your inventory.
Mind your business.
And then give me that money.
Shin, will you still give me the 20?
Done.
Awesome.
I'll throw in 22. You're my friend. You're my new best friend.
You know, thanks, guys. All right.
All good?
Yeah.
All right.
That's been a good day. All right.
So, take your flail. Just so you know, you do have to attune with the flail to get its full benefits. There is a little card in there that explains it all. But have fun. Go slay some gnolls, man.
Bubba, do you mind training me a little bit?
No, not at all. I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah, you got to hold down both buttons until the blue and the red lights flash.
Oh, it's like my universal sending stone that I use for...
Right.
So you guys done at Macy's?
God, yes. I hope so.
What time is it?
Right now, it's probably... You guys started your journey at around 10. It's probably more around 4 o'clock-ish now, 4 p.m.
What time is dinner?
I assume 6, so if we start heading that direction.
Okay, so I am over carrying capacity. Can I just get rid of my rope?
Whoa. You're over carry capacity?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right there.
You're encumbered?
I'm just trying to figure out what I don't need. I don't need a bedroll, right?
So once you pick up your mace, you're like, this is a little much.
Bubba, I'm going to need some serious training.
Yeah.
Get some gains.
Yeah. That's what you get for having a poor strength score.
He has a -1.
Yeah. It reduces your carry weight. You also don't weigh a lot.
You gotta make sacrifices sometimes, you know?
You remember that?
What is it? It's strength. I think it's strength times 10 is your carry weight. So it would be like 90 or some shit. You can carry like 90 pounds.
The rope is the most right here, like 10 pounds right here.
Your scale mail's 45 pounds.
You remember that time I told you to do push-ups? This is why.
Full kit.
All right, so what we did is we just unequipped his rope, and now he's back not being in combat.
That works.
So...
But there are bags of holding that he has.
I've got a bag of holding, so canonically, we'll just say he stuck his rope in my bag, and now we're
good. That works.
I have a backpack.
I mean, pretty much, I want to say everyone but Vethos has a bag of holding.
Okay.
Because right. Vethos.
Thank you, guys. You're my real friends.
I don't like the poorest. Vethos is just a peasant boy.
Am I really?
Yeah, you're just scum.
Wait, no, but my dad. Okay.
Your dad's the head priest, but you guys are from a small halfling village, like. So Zolot is not the biggest.
I mean, you're not poor, but you're halfling rich. Look, man.
Shen's got his merchandising stuff. You know, he's got some money saved away from when he was in concerts. Bobo's living off retirement money. He's got plenty of money.
I've been collecting shit for 2.5 centuries.
Yeah, and fucking Reldis is a
rich.
Well, how would you say that again, Bobo? What does he sound like?
A kid with a trust fund.
Oh, yeah. He's, this is trust fund, baby.
Because I am.
Yeah. And then there's you. Your dad may have spoiled you a little bit, but, I mean, he didn't really be like, here's all my money.
Wow.
You know,
it's a lot to take on right now, okay?
Yeah, so you're just a peasant.
How's that feel, sucker?
It's rough. It's rough. I need to sit down for a second.
That knocked you down a peg, didn't it?
Just a little bit.
Technically, you three are all peasants, and he's the only noble, but you guys are living pretty modestly.
Yeah. Just living day by day.
We're middle class.
Have you noticed how we don't have cholera?
Vethos is living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, day by day.
He's just like, God, I'm glad I got a meal card because I just spent everything at the fucking strip club.
It's been a month and a half and nobody's died of diarrhea, guys.
That's, right, exactly. This is a win.
This is also a D&D podcast for people that were in the military and they just hear the random little, he's the meal card.
It's good to be first world.
Anyways, where would you guys like to go from here?
I guess at this point we would go to my family house.
Done.
Shopping spree! It seems our heroes have wasted the day shopping in Southern Caldora and now have a date with Reldis' mother. This is Artemis Spellbottom reminding you to please like, subscribe, share, and leave a kind review. Will our arrogant armada hold themselves with dignity at the table of House Willowhorn? Or will they ruin any chance of Reldis' mommy not tying him to the bed for all eternity? Find out next time on the Articulate Knoll Presents The Heroes of Helios!